Oh yeah. Hey everybody, I hope you're all in the holiday spirit. I sort of am, but then again, my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you guys are listening to the Carolyn Joe!
Woo! That went from like Santa to the devil.
Carolyn and Joe Show. How's it going, everybody? My name is Joe Carabay. I'm a filmmaker, a creator of many wonderful things. Look me up. And across from me is always the super enchanted, always awesome and beautiful Carolyn Bolevsky. How's it going, Carolyn?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
You're so excited?
It's like this Christmas music's making me sparkle.
Is it really making you sparkle?
Yeah.
Is it that time of year? Is it sparkling time of the year?
It's sparkling, man. And also, I'm really excited because in the studio today, we have a reoccurring guest, and she's a special guest. Miss Lauren Jaslow.
Jaslow!
Hey, everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Welcome
thank you.
Back.
Thank you.
Welcome back from your travels from the Orient.
I wish I had gone to the Orient.
Really?
I do wish that. Yeah, that would be cool.
You ever been to the Orient? What counts as the Orient anyway?
Any of those, like China,
those
Hong
islands,
Kong.
Asians, yeah, Asian lands.
The Orientals.
Yeah, like the rug.
Like the rug, exactly. That's why they call it the Orient.
Asians, the Asian land.
But Lauren, when was the last time you were on the show? Was it around a year ago? Because
I
remember
so.
we did a New Year's Eve prediction show.
Oh, yeah.
And you predicted the snow in
New York.
Yeah,
I did predict the snow.
Is that what
in
you
New
did?
York.
That was amazing.
Yeah, that was amazing.
You were like Miss Cleo.
Miss Cleo. I think we even talked about Miss
Cleo. We might have actually talked about Miss Cleo.
But I do know it was Christmas time because that music playing at the beginning.
Oh, you know the music.
Yeah. Yeah, and this music, I know this is the Carolyn's News
this
music,
is the
right?
Carolyn's
yeah,
News
yeah.
Music.
What's going on in Carolyn's News?
Well, I got a bunch of news going on. It's exciting because it's December and it's almost Christmas and then it's almost 2015 and Joe and I will be back on tour in 2015 and our first tour dates are in March. So I'm looking forward to announcing them shortly, but I feel like it's too far ahead to talk about March. Or
yeah.
April. Or
I mean,
May.
It's not 2015 yet.
Yeah, I just want to hold off because I normally do all these tour dates. Because
once you get into 2015, that means 14 is gone.
Yeah, completely.
You know what I mean? It's out of there. It's out of there.
Erased.
Well, I heard there, Joe and I were at the comic book store the other day, and I heard that there was.
Was that the first time we've ever been to a comic book store together?
I think it was.
No.
Really?
Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, you're right.
That's right.
We went all together
in
after,
Red Bank, New
yeah,
Jersey.
Yeah, in Red Bank, New Jersey. So
wow.
Bang, pulled
well, but
that
there's,
one out.
There's, isn't there a deadline coming up for January for the Magic Bullet?
Yeah, there is. I think it's January, I'm not sure the exact date, maybe 10th or so or 8th. Anyway, go to magicbulletcomics.com and check it out. And also, I just want to give a plug. A positive plug.
A positive plug?
To...
Never heard that before.
You haven't?
I'd like to see more of these positive plugs. That's going to
cool.
be amazing.
Cool. Maybe it will be a reoccurring thing in the Carolyn News segment.
I hope so.
A positive plug. If you're still looking for Christmas gifts at this point, I highly recommend this. And not just for Christmas, but for any time, for the artist in your life, to buy this book. It's called The Art of Richard Thompson. Because Joe and I went to the book premiere, which was last Saturday, and it was at the Arlington Library. And it was amazing because Richard was there, Nick Galifianakis was there, Mike Rohde was there, Chris Sparks was there, and David Aptoff was there, and it was...
Is that Arlington Central Library?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh. I was just there tonight.
Oh, oh my God. Yes. Oh. And so we crossed paths again.
Oh, my word.
Wow.
Oh, my word.
Well, anyway, everyone was there.
That's
everyone
such a,
that
that's
worked
such a
on
gasping
the
sound
there.
For a library. It's amazing.
Everyone that worked on the book was there, and they signed our books, and because I pre-ordered it, so Richard actually got to sign it himself. But if you don't know about Richard Thompson, he's this amazing artist that is from the Washington, D.C. area that has been illustrating for Washington Post for several decades, and now he has an art book out, and it's pretty amazing. And for those of you that remember, he is also the creator of Cul-de-Sac, and he got diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and unfortunately had to retire from drawing because he could not draw anymore. And so that's when we started Team Cul-de-Sac with Chris Sparks. Mm. And that book came out maybe about 3 years ago or so. So I've been actively involved with Parkinson's stuff and like for like the Parkinson's walk too in DC. Mm. We did that. It was so much fun. And that was at Nationals Park. So we've been doing a lot of fun things for Richard and for Parkinson's, but the art book, the art of Richard Thompson.
Is it a written book, like a biography, or it's a visual kind
it's,
of
it's
like?
It's a visual like art book, but then they also have interviews with him and
like a little blurbs.
Little blurbs and
totally art style.
Yeah, it's totally like an art style book. It's for any like artist in your life. And Richard's art is really amazing because when you first look at it, some people might be like, oh, this looks like a kid drew it or something. Mm-hmm. Like it has like a good sloppy quality to it, but it's like really well thought out, and like every mark on there is really brilliant. So it's not like he's just like slopping around paint. It's kind of like a more thought out like Ralph Steadman look. Hmm. But yeah, so definitely check out The Art of Richard Thompson. I highly recommend it. I'm like on page 50 of the book right now, and I will like finish it. And I've been like reading it like word for word all the way through so far. So that's pretty good endorsement from me. So, but yeah, check out Art of Richard Thompson. That's my positive plug for the week.
That's cool.
Positive plug of the week.
Right over there.
I like that positive plug of the week. That should be an annual thing.
An annual thing?
Why not?
Just once a year.
Or no, I mean like a positive plug. That's what we need more in this world is positive plugs.
The PP.
Yes, we need more of the PP. More PP, please.
Except in New York. We don't need any more PP in
New
York.
No more
PP
in New York.
There's PP everywhere. Subway stairs.
We were like talking about that with one of my coworkers. We were talking about like in malls how they have like that open area where kids play, like little playgrounds now, I guess, mm-hmm. when parents mm-hmm. can wait and watch their kids play and stuff. And I told them, I was like, man, like I remember growing up in this mall nearby, my parents like never let me play, but I wanted to. But they had like a slide that was like bacon, and then they had like this huge like waffle, like
that's
it,
so cool.
And you could play in it.
Were all the balls like eggs or something?
I don't know if there was eggs, but it basically was like a food playground.
Like you know, they had the ballroom of like stuff.
I know what you mean though. It wasn't a ballroom, but they actually did have like a smashed egg, like as if it was just like bleh, like on the floor
that you could like jump on.
I don't know if you could jump on it because I never got to play in it, but yeah. I do remember that there was an egg, but I always wanted to. I was always like, man, I want to play in there. My parents were like, no, it's dirty, it's full of germs and stuff. And like he was telling me how he like once let his daughter play in there and she actually crawled through pee pee.
Ew. And then, thank you, mommy and daddy.
and then he was like, well, you had good parents, you know? Like, but I'm just like, dude, like, now when I think about it, like, it's true. Like, I bet kids pee in the slides, like, you know, underneath the cove. They're like, hey, I'm hiding on the cove.
You
just gotta
expose
here.
Them early.
You know?
I mean, my poor kids.
You gotta expose them early.
My poor future children.
You gotta expose them early.
Yeah. I don't think I will.
Educate them on this pee. Man,
yeah, it's
educate
like no
them.
Don't touch that. Like I'll be okay if it's a playground outdoors, you know, like on the swings, like I'm not gonna deprive my kid or anything like that.
Yeah,
but those indoor ones, those are probably full of pee. Like what if in the balls, like at Chuck E. Cheese, like do you think people are peeing in there? Yes.
I mean,
well, see, like I feel like
it's not the pool, kids.
Anytime a human being gets a chance,
even worse.
Anytime a human being gets a chance,
they the pool.
Anytime they a person wants to, they're gonna pee. That's what it comes down to.
I mean, I don't know. I hold it. I was just dry. I just made
you,
a long drive.
But you hold it
day.
Because you like the release.
Yeah, well, I made a long drive. I got caught in so much traffic on this beautiful 495 circling DC here. And it's, I was in traffic for like 2 hours straight. And pretty much like as I got on the highway, I had to go. It's like I was stuck in traffic for like 2 hours just sitting there like, oh.
That's the best. And you try to like make like adjustments in your chair to make it last longer.
Yeah.
There's little dances that you can make to make this pee like just not be as intense as it needs to be.
Then it becomes a mental thing. If you completely distract your brain, you won't even remember that you have to go. You
got to do like this mental yoga. You got to go into like the third dimension in your brain to be able to like...
Downward dog.
That's true willpower, man, holding in that pee. That's like that's like the true dominance of your like human self.
It is. That's a huge...
That's some sensei shit right there.
Yeah.
I remember I was like in line for Vincent Van Gogh was at National Gallery of Art like maybe 1998. Mm-hmm. And like it was massive. People had tickets already in advance. Like everyone wanted to see the Van Goghs. Mm-hmm. And I remember being in line really early in the morning, and I was with my mom, and she made like hot cocoa, which was really nice of her. Like we were having our mugs and everything. We're out there, and I just remember having to go to pee so badly. Like once I got inside in the line, I like ran as fast as I could, and it was also freezing cold out and everything. And like I peed for probably 5 minutes.
The longest.
Yeah, it was the longest. Though, yeah. And it felt so good, though. I was like, damn, this feels good. Because also I was straight up freezing cold. So then, like, as the pee's coming out, it, like, warmed
extreme
you.
Extreme relief.
But it, like, warmed me. I was like, this is good. It's like a spa.
It's
like a spa.
It came from you, so it can't be bad. I think if it's your own pee, you know, that's all right. If it's someone else's pee, that's where you draw the line.
I mean,
well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I was peeing in a toilet.
Unless
like
you're R. Kelly.
Like, oh, I'm not going to go there. That's pretty messed up,
that's
though.
The second time in like a couple months R. Kelly peeing on someone. I think it's come up into my brain. No.
I was like, is this happening again?
Like, so I was on a film set a while ago, but just like a couple months ago, and it somehow came up. I don't know.
Oh,
I'm
my God. Sure. I can't imagine.
But I was like, I can't imagine some guy being like, I love you, baby, and then being like, psh.
I can't even imagine, that's all you hear.
And the sexiness has gone.
Can you imagine being like the room like next door, and you just overly hear that? You just hear them yelling, and all of a sudden, psh. You're like, damn, what the hell?
Can you imagine like the reverse of that, though, if a girl's like, hey, I love you, and then they just pee in the guy's face? Like, it's just like, man, you gotta have
Carolyn was just saying about like that's how she like killed a spider. You're like, I just killed a spider in the worst way.
yeah. There's like a spider in the bathroom, right?
Oh, and I was gonna say, were you camping?
No. It was in the bathroom, and like it was. I actually wanted to look up what type it is because I've never seen this type. It was like white and had one of those big butts.
Oh, weird. Ooh, that might just white mean it's and, pregnant.
White and big butts?
You know, like the spider that has
like
the big...
Like a Ziggy Azalea? Yeah. Is that what it was? Ziggy Azalea is what it was? Is that her name? I don't know. Is that her name?
That's hilarious.
Is that who she is?
Iggy? No.
Iggy? Yeah. Iggy?
I don't even know
no
who
further
that
comments,
is.
But oh my God.
White and big butts. That's
no,
a
no,
Iggy.
Like a spider.
The second body of it, like how a spider has
it had like
two
a little
bodies.
It had like a little butt, or not little butt, but like a big butt, and it was like white, like a, and then it had like a little bit of tint of green, like very slightly. And so like, I was like, what the hell, man? I was like my rule basically, I love animals and even some insects, but my rule is like, if you're inside my house,
a spider,
that's breaking and entering, and you're dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like, trespassing.
No trespassing. Spiders. I'm like, I don't care if you're out on the porch, out on the front door,
yeah,
cool.
Go ahead,
I'm like, you're outside. But if you come in the house, you die.
Yeah.
So basically, like, I was.
You die.
I got some.
That's how I feel about intruders, yeah.
I got some toilet paper. I smashed it up against the wall, smashed the spider in, put it in the toilet, and then at the same time I was like, because I went in to pee.
Yeah.
I saw the spider first, and then, but anyway, so I killed the spider, put it in the toilet, then I peed on it, and flushed it. I was like, and then I came downstairs.
And she rejoiced to me about that.
I was like, Joe,
she celebrated
I just
that.
Killed the spider in the worst possible way, and I told him that. I'm like, I killed it, put it in the
and
toilet,
then I
peed
on
it, and flushed it.
Drowned in pee, man.
That's like seriously probably the worst way to die.
That's one of the worst ways. That's the most
inhumane. What if I could think of a few worse ways to die?
I don't know, that's like a bad one, you know? Like you don't want some big giant to like stomp on you,
yeah, I guess, and then
put you
pee
in a toilet,
you.
Pee on you, and then flush you
and
down.
Flush
like,
you, yeah, flush you
like,
down.
I really
guess it's
go
the flush you down. Like if you had like...
It's not a good way to go out.
I try to like put a cup over it and then use a paper. But if it's like in my immediate space, I
like it was on the wall next to the toilet.
Like I lived in this place that would always have, it was in a basement, always had the most massive, like we're talking like this big. Like I don't, like the when the legs stretch
out.
So
like 4 inches.
So something like what is a circle? What
we're
is
on the
this?
Radio.
I know.
So
yeah,
you're gonna have to describe. The width
okay,
of
like
your
a
hand.
Fried egg, like the size of a fried egg, right?
Got it.
Like, that's a big spider. Maybe a fried egg is actually bigger than that, but whatever. It was a big spider.
It was big.
So I really learned how to kill spiders. Like, you just gotta kind of, like, you can't make a shadow over them, and you gotta, like, creep in and, like, boom, just kill them. But it's like, if they're in my immediate, like, if they're in my personal space, in my closet, in my something like that, done. They're done.
Do you try to pee on them first?
No. There's no pee involved. It's like sometimes it's like a crush, and then it's, you know, this might even be worse.
Do you like insects?
Vacuum cleaner. I might just vacuum clean that sucker.
I've done the vacuum cleaner before.
Like,
I've done that several times.
Like, here it comes.
whoa. That is not the sound that makes, man.
the tube kind, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yes, it is. I'm here.
Sometimes what I used to do is hairspray them down.
Ooh.
And then vacuum them up.
Ooh.
So that way you don't have to touch them.
Hairspray. I don't usually have hairspray on hand.
You got to be careful of that because sometimes you mess up your carpet.
But I might get hairspray. I don't really, my new place, I don't have, there's no, that place, my new place is great. There's no, cool. Like, no gross things in there.
That's great.
It's really great.
Yeah.
It's really great.
It is good. But occasionally, even if you keep it clean and have it nice, somehow they find a way in.
Yeah, they do. They're the sneaky little suckers.
But sometimes
that's what they
I do
man.
Like insects, to answer your question,
yeah.
Joe.
I like insects too. Yeah. But sometimes I'll, like, daddy long legs, for some reason, I'll save those. Or katydids. I'll save
those.
What's
a katydid? I feel like I've heard this.
It's like a little green bug that looks like a leaf.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because those are cute. They're cute.
Yeah, it's like, I can't kill that. I'll save it. Like,
it's
for some
not
reason,
gonna hurt
isn't that
you.
Kind of, like, racist, though? Because it's, like, racist insect. Like,
yeah.
Like, you kind of discriminate.
Discriminating. Yeah. So that's why I always say, like, I'll save a spider if I can. Just because, like, they eat the flying bugs that drive me crazy. You uh-huh. know? But it's, like, ew, to think of like a spider in your shirt or something, like that's why my closet, it's
yeah.
just like, mm-mm.
But that's where they like to hide. Ugh. They like to be in those places.
Ugh, I know.
Like the cluttery type places,
yeah,
and
dark. Yeah. Ugh.
Easy to hide in those clothes.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't have a problem with insects if I don't have like a constant history of them attacking me.
They attack you?
Well,
like,
I mean,
mosquitoes or what?
Yeah, mosquitoes, they've done that, but
they
I've had butterflies try to like make me crash while driving.
Butterflies?
Yeah.
See, that's the scary thing.
I don't
spider
like butterflies.
In your car while you're driving.
Oh, yeah.
Possibly
yeah.
the most
yeah,
terrifying
is,
thing.
That's scary.
That is how I might die one day.
And
like,
if you have to pee at the same time.
Oh my God. I think that has happened to me before. Because <There's>, it's like your focus is completely switched up. Like from holding your pee to now trying to kill this spider that's probably crawling across your windshield.
Ugh.
Oh, Mickey,
or
I guess
what if they
yeah.
like one
my
time
spine.
I had one that was like hanging down.
That's
in
like
front
being
of
in
me.
A horror movie in the car.
Oh, like
yeah,
I'm
it
trying
is
to
like
drive.
A horror. Oh. It's like a living horror movie because you're
is.
Just like you have to remember like I'm gonna drive off the like especially if you're like going like 60 miles an hour. You know, like if you like swerve in the wrong direction, like you're a goner. You know, and it's like this little teeny tiny insect is like
controlling
is
you.
Controlling your fate. You know,
yeah.
like.
That's true, man. That's why I'm not a big fan of insects a lot of times, because of that. They control your face.
You're not the boss of me.
That's right. Small, less than an inch.
Joe, do you remember in our old studio we used to have those, I forget what Danny used to call them, but they were like those jumping...
Those spider cricket things?
Spider crickets.
Yeah, man. Those guys were violent, dude.
They were everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh, nothing is like these. In Brooklyn, I worked at this pool, and it's like... They call them water bugs. I call them flying roaches. Like,
oh
they are huge. They're huge, and they will fly. Like, they'll like, they're so gross. And they're, like, everywhere at this pool in the locker room and stuff.
Oh,
and they're
gross.
Just, they sometimes like, get in the pool. It's, so gross. But...
Well, that's their world first, right? We took over their world.
I guess.
I'm always like saying like one of the.
I'm like water bug.
That's why.
That's a real nice name for these things.
It's not their real name. Don't they always have like some sort of like super scientific like arachnophobia something? You know what I mean? They always have a fancy.
Oh, yeah. It's got to have some sort of like name.
Like a Greek name.
Yeah.
Like it's they're a Greek god. And maybe they are Greek gods and we're in their world.
Brooklyn water bugs?
Yeah.
There's nothing godly about those suckers, man.
But every animal has those names. So, I mean, it's the animal kingdom.
Those things are
the devil's spawn. It's the proof, insects, of, like, proof of the underworld.
Yeah. Insects in the city, man.
Yeah.
I always think that's gonna be next. That's gonna be the next. That's, that'd be pretty scary.
Like
giant
locusts.
Insects, like,
yeah, like
these?
The locust. Yeah, exactly. Like in the Bible or whatever. But it's gonna be these giant water bugs all flying.
What do you mean in
swarms.
The Bible? It's not in the Bible.
It is in the Bible.
It is in
giant,
the Bible.
Giant insects.
Yeah, locusts.
Yes, believe me. Trust me.
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
Giant, like the size of like humans.
Didn't you go to CCD?
No.
They don't talk about giant insects in the Bible.
Yeah,
at CCD.
It's a.
Did they talk about that in would you, Catholic school or
Catholic
whatever?
School. Yeah,
they
talk yeah, about,
and
definitely.
When the giant locusts come after
wait,
you.
Wait, Lauren, tell
come
you
on,
about
like
the
Moses,
locusts.
You know, and the all, okay, it's like the seven ways the world's gonna end or.
But it wasn't you giant know. Ones, right?
No, it's like
I know
swarms,
about,
like swarms of locusts.
If there's one thing I know about, Lauren, it's how the world's going to end. And I don't remember reading anything about little giant locusts flying at you. Maybe normal size, but that'd be
yeah,
oh, that'd
maybe
be scary.
Normal size locusts, but in swarms. And so swarms of water bugs flying is absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, but
to
if
me.
They're like the size of a car, that's freaking horrifying, like crazy.
Oh, that is horrifying.
Because
they can just pick you
remember,
up in the car.
Or I would just be like ducking cover. It's so big, you're just like, you are bigger than me.
Yeah.
Just fly by, please.
Like, can you
I'm going to put my raincoat on in case you poo.
Like,
it's like gonna,
you
be a rainstorm on me.
You know, you see those close-up photos of insects when it's, like, right in their face and they all look nasty?
Yeah.
Imagine,
I like the fly eyes.
Yeah,
like,
but would you like the fly eyes if
no,
it was, like, the size
no,
of your
no.
head? Yeah.
Like, what's that? What's the movie?
I would try to
Honey,
pee.
I Shrunk the Kids, you know?
Yeah, see, it's terrifying.
Terrifying.
They're like, I'm going to kill you, put you in a toilet, pee on you, and flush you down.
Yeah, I would try to pee on
human.
Them. They grow and they're like, you're the one who peed on Jeremy.
I'm flush you down the river.
You peed on Jeremy.
Dude, that's going to be the way I go out.
Your karma coming back to you.
I'm going to be flushed down the toilet and be like, bye.
Yeah, but where does that lead?
I don't know. Probably a
you can probably
horrible
still
place.
You can probably
the
still
underworld
survive that.
With the water bugs. You can just swim around.
Oh,
them.
The water bugs.
Ew. It's like the swamp of
those
like
are nasty.
Total nastiness. Ew. I don't want to think about the end
swamp
of the world.
Swamp thing.
But I always think about the end of the world constantly now.
Really?
Yeah,
I was
I
so obsessed
think about just like California falling off into the ocean.
Yeah,
I've thought
yeah,
about that
about,
constantly since I was a kid. I was
that's
just talking
why
about
Joe
that
doesn't
with someone
go
the other day.
I remember a lot of my youth was spent like fearing several things, like the end of the world and like finding out how it's gonna happen. And of course, in science class, they're like, well, you know, California's gonna fall in first. Anything that's near to water is
yeah.
gonna fall in.
Louisiana's after that.
Yeah, everything's just gonna
it's
fall
there.
In. Yeah. You know, then I was like reading up on the apocalypse and I got really into aliens after that and then just branched off into sci-fi. And I was like, this is how it is.
Well, you know, DC is a swamp. So
DC,
we'll just be like a big sinkhole. We'll just go right in, right to the core.
Norfolk is a swamp.
In like a good or bad way. You're talking about like as in just like this
Norfolk,
is trashy.
Newport, like down or driving down. You know, when you're driving between Richmond and Newport News,
yeah.
That area, there is like literally swamp in between there. Maybe not quite as much as like down in Florida, all the swamps down
but
there.
But isn't DC below the sea line or whatever it's called?
I think so. I think we've talked about
scientific...
this actually on this show before.
Oh, really?
But,
because we've been so well educated
yeah.
on our hometown.
it's got to be like, yeah, or it's at sea level or maybe slightly below sea level or something like that. Like,
I think technically, scientifically, it is considered a swamp.
Oh, weird.
Scientifically,
like, we should have looked into this. We'll look into this before the next
yes.
The next Carolyn and Joe
it.
Show.
It shouldn't take that long.
We gotta get scientific.
We should already know this at this point. So you're saying DC is gonna be the first one to have giant insects rise?
The only
see,
thing
that's
I do
it...
know is like LaFont. The thing I that was I have always liked the architecture of DC, and that's something I know a decent amount about, and that's why I really want to go to Paris because the same guy who designed DC designed Paris, and I hear there's a lot similar between the two. It's very walkable and
the people everything. Are different.
Well, I'm sure yeah, the people are different.
I wonder who has
I really want to go to Paris.
I wonder who's nicer or who's more of an asshole, the Paris or DC ones.
I don't know. DC is so international, and that's what I love about DC. You know, it's like New York is so international, but everyone's kind of like this is the you know, the Chinese, you know, you got Chinatown and then you've got
they
like the Polish neighborhood and the Italian kind of predominant neighborhood. But in D.C., it's just like everyone lives everywhere. And I love that, you know, I love that. We all just get along, you know?
But at the same time, I do like how New York is, like, one of the very few places in the world that, like, each neighborhood is broken up.
I know, like, and I love that, too, that's like, cool. Just as much. I love it. I love New York. But
do you think you're ever going to go back?
Yeah, of course. I'm going back in a couple weeks.
Like, to live?
You're like, I'm going back right now.
I'm on my way.
I'm here already.
It's a possibility. I'm definitely, I came back down here for a 15-month little thing. Mm-hmm. And so we're a few months into that now. But so I'm basically here for another year. but then, you know, and we're going to see what happens over the course of this year. There's a lot of things, you know, being made, a lot of creations happening. And then, you know, but I still, like, I'm like, things are popping for me in New York still. It's just, but I gotta, you know, go up there one gig at a time and come back here because this is where I'm making stuff and I have people, you know.
Yeah.
My creative support team is here, and it's a lot easier to just be comfortable and everything. A lot easier for your creative juices to flow when you're just, like, a little more relaxed and comfortable and, you know.
Yeah, it sucks because, like, pressure in a way it takes its toll, but also it to me, when I get really annoyed when people will try to put pressure on me.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm working on a project or if I'm on a shoot or something like that, and people are like, "Oh, this gotta be the best," or they don't believe in you, and they give you that pressure of like, "Oh, you're just a new kid" or something like that. Mm-hmm. That makes me want to just kick their ass.
Yeah,
I literally want to kick their ass because it's like, you don't. I don't know about you, but I always try to put like 100% and as fast as I possibly can, no matter what.
Yeah, no,
so when,
I know you.
So when people are like pushing me or rushing me or stuff like that, and it gets to the point where like people can get hurt, like if you try to make the project go faster,
yeah,
it's sort of just like redundant. It's like, oh, why, you know, that's like, we would have gone just as fast if you didn't give pressure.
I'm pretty good at just blocking that out. I'm just like, just going to continue on at my pace I'm going. Like, I know I am plugging away, getting done what I'm getting done. Like, ain't no rushing this thing until it's really, really necessary.
Well, yeah, because then there's a deadline.
Usually different details that are, you know, it's like, I don't, like I can't imagine rushing you and Brian in your setup process.
And yet we have been rushed many times.
But it's just like, you guys have a way of setting up so that a production goes so well. It's like, you can't rush that's the look. Otherwise, it's going to look like crap, you know? And it's like, I don't want to make crap, so.
Well, I mean, and there's been many times where we've had to make crap just because the person that we work with, I mean, sometimes they don't know what crap is.
Yeah, so
they don't know what
good things are either.
That's what I'm saying. Really,
they only know crap or something.
It's subjective. But at the same time, like, I feel like no one needs to put, like, unneeded pressure, like, of, like, celebrity level pressure of like, oh, you gotta impress this person. So like, it's like, dude, I'm already gonna do it how I'm gonna do it, no matter what. Even if I mess up. Yeah, many times I'm like, are you sure this guy?
You know what? You may be a celebrity, but you are just another human being.
I have had that. I've had that many times where people like in the pre-shoot or the pre-production meeting, whenever I come into a shoot and they mm-hmm. tell me who's gonna be there and like, are you sure you can handle this? It's like, are you used to being around famous people? And I was like, man, I can't lie, sir. I don't give a fuck about famous people. If anything, I'm the most famous person there.
I could say the F.
Yeah. In my head, and this probably helps me, is my ego gets in the way, is in my head, I am probably the most famous person in that room. That helps me a whole
lot.
You're
like Brad Pitt?
Yeah, fuck Brad Pitt.
You should be a rapper, Joe.
I am a rapper. I can bust rhymes better than the most people. I choose not to.
I guess you do. You do perform. I forget you do performance.
I do
stuff.
Do perform.
I think that's a mentality. Even a lot of rappers will tell you, they'll be like, "I'm the best. Hell yeah, I'm the best rapper that ever lived." It's like, but it's like, and then they kind of will joke and they'll be like, "If any rapper tells you otherwise, they're not a good rapper," or something like that. But well, I don't know. I know all sorts of rappers. I love all my rappers.
I feel like anyone who says they're something, they should be able to back it up. That to me is where it comes from. If I say I'm the best, I'll prove to you, and I'll give you my best.
Yeah, you know what the best means.
And then if it's not good for you, then it's subjective. Then it's just subjective. We have different opinions on it. I know I can get things done. But I remember in the beginning of my career, like, there would be people who would always put unneeded pressure. Mm-hmm. And I think just living in the, like, working in the film world, like, you get that. Like, shit trickles down. Mm-hmm. And then the big ups will always, like, if they're feeling nervous, if anyone else is feeling nervous and they're uncomfortable, they'll try to offload it onto you. And I just started to realize, I'm like, dude, why? You don't need to do that to me, man. We could be a team.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people forget about
that. A lot of people forget that, you know, there's there's power in numbers.
There is power, I think, and that's what I think is so funny about a lot of rap artists is, like, they all totally understand the power of numbers, you know, and working with several other MCs, you know, so they can all put on a show, but at the same rate, they're all like, oh, my shit's the flyest, man.
Well, then prove it. You know what I mean? Prove it. That's
but
why
they
you're
do.
Here.
You know, well,
you
gotta prove it while you're here. All the ones who I've heard it. Say, who they'll say that, but kind of with, well, I don't know, but they probably mean
like
it.
Like a tongue
you know?
In cheek.
But it's like, yeah, but they,
we're all vying for the same job. Trying to be number one.
Yeah, right.
Or
right,
get the
right,
most
right.
eyes and ears on you.
Right.
No matter what the product is.
Because then it's like you even have someone like Jay-Z who's like the best, right, commercially or whatever, sales and stuff, and people might say he's the best, but then it's like you have plenty of other very successful, you know, rappers also.
But how do you even name what the best is? I remember Chris Rock talking about, like, when the Oscars would come out, it's like, how do you say that this is the best movie? It's like, this movie is just as good as that.
Based on the Academy votes.
Yeah, popularity, right?
Yeah.
But that's just the Academy. You know? That's what the Academy thinks.
That's the peers, right?
But then if
the best
they,
of the peers.
Well, the I guess the whole
and then that's
global
just only the movies that are
knowing.
In the Academy, too.
Yeah, but I feel like the global, like, another way of looking at it is how many ticket sales they have. So, like, Guardians of the Galaxy is, like, the people's movie of 2014.
Okay.
Is that number one? I guess so.
You have to qualify. There's a qualifying for
but
that.
But, like, TV, I don't even know what movies.
But Guardians of the Galaxy, like, to me, like, would not win Best Picture of the Year from the Academy. You know? So, it's like there's People's Choice Awards and all that other stuff.
What would
stuff,
win?
So.
I haven't even seen a movie in the movie theater in a really long time.
So what would win? I don't know.
For Academy Award know, this year? I don't know, but I will say,
what's
like,
even
overall,
out?
Guardians.
What's out right
is
now?
Is that this movie you're talking about?
You're
Guardians?
Talking about Birdman.
Oh, yeah,
but
which
that's actually
figured
a movie.
Out. It's actually...
that's a different movie.
No, total, you know,
was,
what I was
saying,
was saying at Thanksgiving
was
the... I was thinking it was called Birdman. It's actually called Ghost Dog.
And it could
it's
be any.
He lives
could be
on
any,
the roof with the birds.
That
and
could
I'm thinking
be
he's like the Birdman.
With
but
Forrest Whitaker.
Like, that movie is such a dope movie.
Yeah,
man.
But that couldn't be any further than what that title could have been. Birdman, Ghost Dog.
Ghost Dog. That's
Birdman,
such a weird
Ghost Dog.
Name for that movie. You know? I don't know.
I don't even know why it's called that.
I don't. Yeah, me either. But whatever. That movie is an awesome movie.
I still want to see Birdman. That's still in theaters, right?
Is it a comedy? I found it online after when I was looking for it.
Well, you looked up Birdman?
Well, because I was looking up Birdman. I'm like, why can't I find the other Birdman?
All you
and
see
then
is
I'm like,
you're like,
I finally
I
type in like gangster movie from the 90s.
you're like, oh, gangster movie from the 90s here.
I kept thinking you were talking about the new one, and then you're like, no, the old one. And then I was like, no, the new one. And then I'm like, that's called Birdman.
You're like, so adamant on this Ghost Dog being Birdman.
I know. It was funny, like, actually, as I'm trying to type it into Google, I was kind of like, coolest gangster movie. Like, I wanted to put all these adjectives in it that I would give it, you know? And I was just like...
It's like, I love that you think that, like, Google is going to be like, that's going to know what the coolest... Like, billions of people
coolest
have already said this is the coolest
gangster movie
one.
From the 90s where the black dude lives on the roof, like... you know, like...
I've actually
it's
found
a ghost
stuff
dog.
Like that. Yeah. I'm like, and then
I'm like, maybe it'll be in the blurb of the
yeah,
description.
Yeah, like, somebody will write about like, it.
The pigeons and the...
You gotta be as strict, descriptive as possible. Like
and you,
that,
you know that's a rare commodity or that's a rare entity to not be able to find something on Google. And be like, I don't know what it is. Google doesn't even know.
You know?
Have you ever
I
run
wonder,
into that?
I wonder if I've been stumped. I think I have been stumped on Google, but it might have been like I was looking up the
you,
wrong thing. Like
yeah.
this time,
or you've stumped. You have.
You know, like
Google.
I had the wrong thing. I'm looking for the wrong thing.
What's like the most out of touch thing that you've ever had to search for that you found an answer to or didn't?
Or the answer I found that I wasn't looking for.
Well, that would be porn. That would be all types of porn.
Negative. You know, I think pop-up ads of porn and stuff came up more when I was in like 7th and 8th grade than I've seen in ever. Like, I haven't seen porn online in a really, really long time. Like, I don't go searching for porn, you know?
It's great. You can, Carolyn runs into this a lot. She doesn't even have to search for porn.
Well, it's not straight up porn, but like I'll be searching terms that seem like harmless. Like if I'm a lot of times when I'm searching on Google Images, it's for like an illustration reference.
Oh, okay.
So I'll type in like little girl or young girl. I'm not even trying.
Young girl.
No, well, because that's what your comics are.
Or like I'm not even looking for that type of nasty stuff. But like when I type it in, I don't see like a picture of a young girl. I see like nasty. Oh, you know, like,
nasty young
but
girl.
not like they're having sex, but just like, I don't know, they're either wearing like really not much clothes like left, you know.
Will
like
it be little girl porn? Like
no, I've never seen any of that.
Oh wow,
and thank we shall God. Never see any of that.
I have not looked. I have not.
That is one of the only things I have seen on.
You
that's
have seen.
That's
it?
The only thing
it
you have seen.
It was weird. It was.
You've seen little girl porn.
Well, not. And this was. It freaked. It was actually. This is what happened. Was my mom got an email, and it was at the time. At the time, she was an art teacher at an elementary school, and she got an email that was kind of like spam or something. And it was a picture of a young girl in this very pornographic pose. And she just immediately
freaked
out.
Clothes?
She was very skimpily clothed. Like she was like
was she
doing
like
this like on her knees and elbow thing and with her foot like pointed in the air. And it was like, it was so bizarre. I can't even believe I even looked at it, but my mom like wanted a witness.
You have like engraved in your head.
But she called the police right away, and she was like, "I just want to report this. It came to my email. I have no idea what it is. I'm a teacher. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want this to be da-da-da." And they were like, "It's okay, ma'am. Can we have the email address it came from?" They like, you know, they just like logged it in or whatever. But super, super weird. Yeah, that was the only time I ever saw, other than when I've seen like 2020 or Dateline. Like,
I don't even know where you're actually supposed to find that type of stuff, but like, anyway,
it's not supposed to be out there.
But what I'm getting at is
I don't know if
like,
that's a high profit or
like profitable. I just want to whatever. Like I maybe it's a bad example, or sometimes I try type in like tree or like just something that has nothing to do with anything, you know. Mm-hmm. And like I'll see like girls in like leopard like bikinis in a tree.
Little girls?
No.
Girls.
Like,
oh.
Whatever, 18-year-olds that are like...
Little girls.
No, but you know what I mean?
Little
like,
girls.
I'll say like women, like hot women in like leopard print in a tree or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, but that's still unsuitable. If,
out
like,
of it, Africa.
If you're like an 8-year-old girl, like let's say you're an 8-year-old girl and you're like doing a book report, or even an 8-year-old boy.
That's
and you're
a good
like,
point.
And you're like, tree. And then, like, that's one of the first
tree
images
leopard
you see.
Or something when you're studying that in fifth grade.
No, seriously,
I
type in weird shit all the time. Like, tree leopard is something that I would
like,
look for.
Using very elementary words.
Yeah. Like,
you
I would,
find something
yeah,
very
that's what
not
I'm getting
elementary.
At. Like, yeah, and I also, very adult. One time I was doing a project and I searched, like, 49ers jersey or something like that for mm-hmm. work. And then, like, scroll down the page, like, halfway through the page, you see, like, a woman, like, wearing a little jersey, but then like underneath her like nipple, like it's like a tiny jersey, but
like,
then like
you see
the underboob
and
the
stuff.
Underboob cleavage and stuff, and I'm like, that's not appropriate. You could have like an 8-year-old search 49ers
for like their favorite team
or something, you know, and then like see that, and I'm just like, really, like, and it's not straight up porn or anything, but it's just like, really, like I would not
like
want
when they're on the search
that.
For their football fan, you know, their football favorite football player, and they find the girl.
Well, even with
they'd be like,
searching,
I really like football, Dad.
even with searching like 49, like I had to do a lot of 49ers research, mm-hmm. and like all these sports sites. Even if you're just looking at stats,
yeah,
like off to the side, it will be like hottest cheerleaders in the NFL, and like yeah, of course they're just, you know, they're wearing their cheerleading outfit, but they make the picture look all sexy and stuff, and you know, like. They're sexy, and you know, of course you're gonna click on that, and then you like see this whole gallery of like cheerleaders, and then sometimes they do photo shoots on the beach and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I'm not saying that that's porn, but it's something that like an 8-year-old can easily excess, you know? And it's like access or whatever, you know, like, and I just, I don't know, man. I feel like I'm such a prude though. I'm like, oh, I don't want the kids looking at that, you know, but eventually they're going to find out, but it's just so much quicker now.
Yeah.
To the point where you can type in like a sports team or like tree and like see like cleavage and stuff, you know, it's just, it's a little too much.
Like, I think it's, well, then there's a part of me, it's like, you're never going to be able to protect kids fully. And like, from growing up with the internet before all these parental controls were in there, it's like porn would pop up and you just, you're just like, well, that's not what I was looking for. And you just click it out and like you saw it, but you're not like you're scarred like, for life necessarily. But
I hate it when like several windows pop up. This hasn't happened to me in a long, long time. Yeah, but like you'll click off it and then like 10 more come back AOL up and you're like, no, click away. I'm like, no, I didn't want all that. Like, ah, get it away from me. but like, I just, I don't know, man. Maybe I am a prude, but like, I don't, I mean, it's one thing to like look at hot women, whatever, but like, I don't know. I just wish that it wasn't so easy sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, yeah. I think so too. Like, we were just, Joe and I were just talking about this because Joe and Brian were talking about this, right?
What?
We were talking about. No, we were talking about, like, once, how, like, you know, certain of these, like, you know, certain celebrities that, you know.
Oh, yeah. Just like.
They have all these skanky nude photos and stuff.
It's funny because I feel like at this point in my life, I live such a contradiction from a lot of my personal beliefs in a way, because it's. You know, of course, you know, it's no secret that, I, you know, a lot of times I do shoot, like, you know, awesomely beautiful women in a way.
Uh-huh.
Everyone I'm surrounded, I'm a big believer that every woman is beautiful. You just gotta, everyone has the, you know, everyone has to know how
right
to wicked.
At the right angle.
To know how you to, just gotta find
a little Photoshop.
Or they should have a little self-respect. How about that?
Yeah, that's what
they got
is,
a little self-respect and not be lazy. Maybe that's it. But
yeah.
Then, but like, we get so annoyed at this point where it's just like everyone, like me personally, I feel like, okay, you can be a model. That's great. If all you want to do is just stand there and be pretty. But if you have something else to offer the world, you can do more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I almost find it really amazing when I do run into a model who, you know, actually has bigger ideas and wants and just knows that, like, you know, you can't be a model forever. You can't, you know, how, I mean, in the big grand scheme of things, really, you're just standing there being pretty, like what Michael Bay says.
Right.
Can we move forward? Can we tell a story? Can we do something beyond that?
Right.
But there's a lot of girls these days, maybe it's just the way the world is, that they literally, all they want to do is get all the likes, get all the dudes' eyes on them.
Facebook likes.
Yeah, you did it for the likes, and all you're really doing is, and this is a
good t-shirt.
But,
right.
But see, the big annoying part I find is like now we just got like half naked girls taking photos of their asses and all this stuff like that, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Asses are an amazing thing. I love asses. This is great. But see, now what's happening is. And, you know, like, there's a little research of the way you pose.
Love asses.
Yeah. But there's a thing where, like, the way you pose a woman, the way you compose how they are, that's your representation of this is how I look at women.
Right.
So
I
to
think
speak.
So, too.
And then I'm seeing a lot of women these days being photographed, or the images that they're sharing is obscuring the face. So pretty much what I'm seeing
they're
is that
only focusing on the body. You
it's
mean?
All yeah. it's all and
no
that's
faces.
No face, covering
well,
hair,
even,
it's covering the eyes, distorted.
The celebrity leak.
Like
photos.
Basically, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a butterface.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. But also, it's a thing where it's like, okay, now you're just a body. You're not. You're being interchanged,
you know,
with
I mean,
anything
good.
Else. Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
It's a Monet, pretty much. But like to me, I see that and
everything but the face.
And for me as a photographer and also as a director. And just a storyteller, like the face to me is such an important storytelling like tool that a human has. And whenever I see them not being able to utilize that, I'm like, I look at that, I'm like, okay, you're just fucking selling
fucking.
Well,
do you
fucking,
think that some
you know?
Of them are doing
you're just
it
selling
they,
the fuck.
But
that's
they
what's
don't,
happening with
they
these
don't,
photos.
Yeah,
they don't want to be like, even if they send it to their boyfriend or someone they, you know, supposedly trust, like...
No, these are real photos. These are set. These are photos that are happening.
Well, maybe and, you know what? Maybe it is also for the guy's fantasy because they want to be able to look at the photo of the boobs or the butt or whatever they're looking
and not see the face,
so that they can imagine whoever their fantasy beauty is.
And that's great. But what I'm saying is, when I see that. That's one-dimensional image. Though it's awesome, it's hot. Lots of guys will fucking jack off to that all day long. But like, would you? But what?
That's what it's all for.
That's
though.
What
maybe,
it's all for.
Maybe it's one-dimensional like that.
It is. That,
you're thinking beyond it, but no one else
but
is.
But maybe that's my problem. I've actually been ridiculed for being like, you know what your problem is, Joe? You think.
Yeah.
He's like, or it's always like,
it
I like
a blessing and a curse.
They're always like, oh yeah, I like that about you. You're thinking mm-hmm. beyond this. And I'm just like, yeah, because like, maybe I get bored really easily.
But you know what, you know though? What I mean? Like, think
once you see it,
only
it's done.
The boring get bored, Joe.
That's right.
I feel like the older I get, the more of a feminist I'm becoming, or some type of crazy woman. But like, what if the world like flipped like that, and then you just saw like tons of pictures of cock everywhere, and like, or,
then it's not gonna be a fuck.
Oh, you don't need pictures of it, dudes. Just draw that shit, you know.
Just draw
like,
it.
Oh, growing up, you know, did that happen?
Phallic
like,
symbols
school?
All over the place.
Everywhere.
That's like
penises.
You know, that's the symbol of Washington D.C.
But see, yeah. But Lauren, do you see how I'm sort
so
of
phallic.
Do you see I'm sort of stuck in that mixed world, because it's also like then I'm also supporting the, but I in a way I'm not supporting, because I feel like the images I take are trying to tell a bigger story than that.
Yeah,
at least
well,
when
I remember
and when it's my shots.
We talked about this because I had kind of like had a little fling with a guy, and he had said something along the lines of like, well, it's like basically I have nude photographs online, you know, and that Joe has actually taken, and
are they still online?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I haven't really Googled myself or anything.
Oh,
but,
yeah, they are online.
Or Googled little girl and maybe I pop
little
up.
Little girl.
But, you know, it's like they're out there. They must be out there because he found them. And he was telling me, he was like, well, you know, it's all out there anyway. It's not like everyone did it. And he kind of just went on this rant of it. And I was like, I guess you're kind of missing the point. And I guess I won't be able to ever have a relationship with someone that views it that way. It's definitely something hard that makes it hard to date people, but, you know, it's like, it's artistic. And I guess if you either recognize the artistic value in something like that or you don't, and, you know, it's not like I was wearing like he was saying, like a bikini and squatting in
yeah,
some
it's
like
not you're doing like spread
sexual
eagle
pose,
not, there's no
you know, like,
insertion or anything.
I wasn't like rubbing any part of my body
or
like,
even holding,
you know,
you weren't even holding anything.
Just like, you know,
if
but,
anything, you didn't even make any body contact at all. Did two things. You read the newspaper, looked out the window, and drank coffee.
It's funny because it's all shit I would actually
and, yeah.
I would actually do.
And you, and you had a
you're
a
like,
suitcase.
I do that like every day.
The only thing, No, it was like we were telling a story,
but,
you know,
see,
we were all getting ready to go on a trip.
That's
you know,
the thing.
The,
even
the story
even,
behind that.
And I was talking to our makeup
is,
I was talking to our makeup artist Jesse Campbell about that. I was like, even if a person was like, I just want you, Joe, to shoot me naked or photograph me naked and that's it. In my head, I was like, I can't even do that. I need to have more motivation. I think I'm just so beyond just like that 9-year-old that's just like, oh, I want to see titties all the time. And, I mean, that's not a problem.
Oh, but, got a naked person.
Yeah. But if because I went to art school, you draw naked people all the time. So there's a certain point where you're just like, okay, what are we doing now? How are we making
we're
this special?
We're looking at the human body, right?
Well, even beyond that, I don't even like the little artistic, let's go stand in the, like, and morph
well,
your naked body with
well,
the tree.
Well, what, you know, well, no, I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about? You see that stuff?
But, like, you know, I do like, you know, looking at the naked body with different light, like shedding light on, you know, where you can see shadows and things like that, or different things.
Like you tell a story
apparent.
With you tell a story with composition,
or
with
you
light,
can dramatize
you know?
With light,
yeah,
and stuff like that.
But see, that's
I really like that, you know.
So yeah,
there's just some
thing.
People that will never understand, though.
Well, here's
they just look at the
right, but there's
like,
things
oh,
people
boom.
Will never understand about
and,
all sorts of
and
things,
that's
and
thing.
You just have to let it go.
And that's the thing, Lauren. Also, it's like if you have those images out there. The problem is not you and those images. The problem is that there's 95% retards out there that are just seeing I mean that in the utmost non-literal sense.
Yeah, no, sure.
But there's the guys out there's people out there that are legit hiding the fact that they are probably straight up perverts.
Oh, right.
And they're
trying
to go for the panties. That's really what it's come down to.
Right.
And I find that very entertaining that whenever I see anyone who's making comments on anyone's page, all I see is no matter what, when they're like, oh, you're so beautiful, that guy just wants to get in her panties. Oh, you don't have to put on any makeup, you're already beautiful, that guy just wants to get in the panties. Oh my God, dude wants to get in panties. And dude, that's all I see is these motherfuckers wanting to do that. And I'm just like, I feel like that's what's happening when you have such an oversaturation of nakedness and asses and no personal identity. Each one of them, it can be anybody.
But I think if you're a bright person, you know, like how we were saying, if you're the model and something's going beyond, like, you know, if you can think beyond, you know, you can either see that That's very clear to you, or you, or it's like even the negative stuff, you gotta let that go too, you know? But it's like, you just have to look beyond it. Cause anyone who's worthwhile will either just like very positively, they'll say something more intellectual than just like, you don't need makeup or whatever.
See, but that's the shit all I say, or it's like, come show my face.
Or they'll just be like, that's yeah. really fantastic art, you know? Or the they'll be like, fans, they'll comment. They even if they're going to criticize it, they'll criticize it with a more artistic perspective, you know?
I can go on this rant forever.
Is it the end of the show?
It is the end of the show.
Oh my God. We can just talk. I can talk with you guys forever.
Should we do another one
all
after this?
All sorts of, also, sure. All sorts of stuff.
Stay tuned for episode next week.
Gosh.
Yeah. it's the holidays with Lauren.
I know holidays you guys are just like growing as my family. I love it. Thanksgiving and Christmas with you guys. It's such a beautiful thing, you know?
This is the problem, the inner problem I have, Lauren, is that like I can go on this rant forever about girls doing this, but then it's just I feel like I'm supporting it at the same time.
You're the one who photographs them.
Yeah.
But you do it in a different way.
You know, you're really choosing the great angles of these girls. That's all just math. I know.
It's all just math.
Like we were saying, you know, creating.
That's why I don't understand.
Like, that was something someone said to me about a recent photograph you took of me. They said, I really like the lines. But it was someone who has been in art for a very long time. Anyway.
Because you can, I feel like.
It wasn't just like, that's a nice photo. It was like, you really created some nice lines in there. And I was like, thank you for analyzing that like that, man. Like, that is awesome.
It's because when I'm directing a model, like a good model knows about lines.
Right.
A model that's just standing there and wants to do like, you know, like candy eye stuff. They're like, do you want me to just stick my ass out? And do like, that's like this. I'm not fucking shooting Maxim right now. I mean, I could, but like. That's that style.
I think you would be awesome actually if you did Maxim.
I'll be fucking amazing at shooting Maxim.
You would be awesome.
I can fucking do probably 50 of those shoots a day. That's how easy that it would be.
But
for me.
But it wouldn't be satisfying. But doing your own like spin on it, you know, maybe you can't go as extreme as you normally would, but if you could add like a punch to the typical Maxim shoot,
I don't even think I've gone as extreme as I possibly can with my style yet.
But the pictures of Lauren like look amazing, and also as a woman, I don't have nude photos on the internet myself, but like.
Though I did have to take photos down of you.
Of me or of Carolyn?
Of Carolyn.
But what I'm saying is that, like, your photo looks great, and so it's one of those things. This is gonna, like, sound wrong when it comes out, but it's meant as a compliment. Is like, when you get older, like, every woman as they get older is gonna get older.
Right.
But, like, you know.
No.
Not getting any younger.
You ladies are gonna get younger and younger. It's the girls that wanna still look like they're fucking 15 that are gonna look old as shit. Ugh. What's gonna be.
But what I'm getting at, Lauren, is that, you know, whatever, 20 years from now, you're gonna look back on that and be like, damn, I look good. You know what I mean? Like, and like, seriously, it's like a keepsake of being like, that's
of being
me
in your prime or whatever.
You're like, that's me in my 20s.
But you know,
I
it's like,
good.
I think I'll even embrace that as I get old, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be someone who's probably going to like dye my hair.
But that's what
like,
I mean, that it's still like, you can reminisce and be like, I look awesome.
So Lauren, we'll continue this next week.
Okay.
As we get closer and closer to Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
It's Christmas with Lauren.
How close are we getting to Christmas?
2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. So, tune in, everyone, next week, wherever you're listening to us, on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio. This show is brought to you by Stray Productions. Check them out at strayproductions.com. Check out my work at joecarabeo.com. Also, goastray.tumblr.com. Goastray.tumblr.com. Also, one-shots, one-shots.com. Check out my band with my awesome friend Jessica at MickeyMallory.com. Also, check out Carolyn's awesome work at curls-studio.com/curls. What else you got, Carolyn?
I'm making a new website.
New website.
But I can't give it out yet.
That's right.
Are you still not launched yet.
Not yet. It's coming, though. Snarky Studios, is that what it is?
Snarky Studios. And it's weird because last year I was making one, and now we're making a
new one. Okay.
Whoa.
So, this one's going to be pretty fab. But then really just follow me on Twitter. I started my Twitter also about a year ago, and I've got not many followers. Lauren Jaslow, @LaurenJaslow, JASLOW.
There you go. And we'll see you next week.
All right. See you guys next week.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Be excellent to each other. Catch you later.